Life Walkers, get ready to start journeying life mostly natural with me, your guide, Moke Angel.
I'll keep on going no matter how it rolls.
Hello, my fellow Life Walkers. It's me, your guide, Moke Angel. And this week, I am going to go ahead and talk more about turmeric and nutmeg because I just couldn't leave it for much longer. There are so many other really cool benefits from both of these spice / medicinal herbs that can help improve your life in different ways. And it's from your skin, well, let's just say from head to toe, And even though both of these herbal medicines have really incredible benefits, I will also be sharing with you some of the possible side effects that you might experience from taking either turmeric or nutmeg. So I'll be sharing that information with you on this trail as well. All right, that being said, let's get started. We'll talk more about turmeric and how it can benefit you and what are some of its side effects. Hold up. I have to make a correction here on my pronunciation of turmeric. It's not turmeric, it's turmeric. Turmeric. That's the correct way of saying it, and I've been saying it without the R before the M this whole time, and sometimes I will forget, so please forgive me because I still have to remember it's turmeric, not turmeric. That being clarified, let's go ahead and get up this trail today. Our trail is called The Good, The Naughty, and the Possible Side Effects of Turmeric and Nutmeg. So I figure I started out with turmeric as far as my tell-all about my favorite fall spices this month, and I thought I'd go ahead and start with turmeric again. So if you can remember, if you actually listened to that conversation on the turmeric trail, I gave you my top five reasons why I personally like turmeric as far as an herbal medicine that helps me. And I have proof of the help that it's given me as far as the anti-inflammatory properties in it. It really helps with my pain relief for arthritis. So is a great antihistamine for me as far as like allergies, just with just daily outdoor or indoor allergies that I suffer from. And it also is awesome as far as a medicinal remedy for my pets as well. So as an overall household herbal medicine that works for me or for my family and also our pets, it is an incredible herbal medicine to have in your herbal medicine cabinet. Now, I am really excited to share with you some more information that I couldn't really squeeze in when I first was telling you about turmeric and how it really could benefit you and your family. Now, before I get into how it has the additional benefits that I am excited to share with you today, I would like to give you a bit of historical fun facts. And the fun facts I'd like to share with you is turmeric's medical history with humankind. Turmeric has been in existence with us since about 4,000 years ago. And that gives it a really solid stamp in herbal medicine history of use. It also has a history of actual studies showing that it does have particular properties that are beneficial for you medicinally. Now, even though those scientific studies are studies, it is something that is showing that it does show actual history in herbal medicine, but also in traditional medicine as well. So it is a wonderful herb that you can use if you have not tried it yet to help you with these certain ailments or symptoms that you may experience that it could benefit and help relieve them or help solve the issue that you may have with them. And these are some of the properties that turmeric has besides the ones that I had shared with you earlier. Oh, hold on. My bad. Turmeric has with what I shared with you earlier. Now, if you're not familiar with what part of the plant that turmeric is gathered from, it's gathered from the rhizome or the root of the plant. And that's where you can either eat it fresh or you can get it in a powdered form. Now, when you get it in the powdered form or in the crushed form, I would recommend getting the best organic supplement that you can find or you can afford, because it is going to have less of any other issues that you can get from chemical or metal contaminations that you might have if you get something that is not an organic supplement. Oh, and another little fun fact that you really need to know about turmeric is that you have to pair it with black pepper. There is a bioactive ingredient in black pepper, which is the piperine that is in the pepper. It's a bioenhancer that helps the curcumin increase absorption within your body. So it is basically like a carrier oil, I guess is the best way I can describe it, that it will help carry the curcumin property or compound into your body via the pepper, the black pepper. Okay, so that's super important to know if you are looking into buying a supplement that has turmeric in it, especially when it says the turmeric is curcumin, that if you happen to see another ingredient in there called piperine, it is basically black pepper, and that is what they need to make sure that it can get absorbed by your body. So here are a few other benefits that you can receive from taking turmeric as a medicinal herb for yourself. It has antibacterial properties, it has antiviral properties, it has antimicrobial properties, it also has antiparasitic properties. It is awesome with those first few properties I just mentioned to help as far as if you're dealing with any kind of cuts, burns, or if you need to disinfect any of those situations, then it is great for using turmeric as a disinfectant. It also has some analgesic, I don't know if I'm saying that right, but basically has pain relieving properties that can help with pain relief. So if you happen to cut yourself or burn yourself, it helps relieve the pain as well. Or if you happen to have a really bad headache or migraine, which I am a big fan of using turmeric to fight migraines because it does help my migraine situation, it is awesome for that. It also, as far as being a fighter is concerned, it's a cancer fighter. It has cancer fighting properties too for certain types of cancer. So that is an amazing list of benefits that it can possibly help you as far as if you're having any type of symptoms to relieve or ease those sort of issues. Another thing too that it's really good for is that it helps with fighting any kind of kidney issues that you're having. So it can help deal with that. It can help with a bit of Alzheimer's, or I'm not a bit, if you're having Alzheimer's issues, it supposedly can help with that. It can also help with decreasing your cholesterol in your body, which that is a big, huge plus. And it also, I had no idea, but it also has antidepressant properties in it too. So it can help you with dealing with your depression if you have depression. It can help enhance your mood. It is also said to be beneficial for liver health, gallbladder health, and if you are suffering from the symptoms of IBS, it helps with those symptoms as well. And to reference that information, you can check out the article by Kanksha, I think is how you pronounce that name. And the article is called Turmeric Benefits for Irritable Bowel Syndrome, IBS in parentheses. Just type it in your search and see what that article is all about. It explains how IBS and turmeric work hand in hand together and how it cannot. Turmeric is also known to help ulcerative colitis too. So there are the list of a few of the main properties that turmeric can have as far as benefits for you that you can try it for. and see if it happens to work. On my last trail of turmeric that I had mentioned, as far as supplement amount that I had recommended was about 500 milligrams, but I've seen where you can take from 5 grams up to 21 grams. And if you didn't know, 5 grams is equivalent to about 1 teaspoon of turmeric a day. So it'll depend on if you're using it as a therapeutic for healing purposes or as a curative for a cure to get over a disease. The only thing is that you need to make sure if you do the higher levels of turmeric amounts or if you're taking any type of other prescription medication that you definitely want to talk to your doctor about it and be sure that it's not something that is going to conflict with what your doctor is giving you or it could over enhance what your doctor is giving you, especially if it's dealing with any type of blood pressure sort of issues. For example, if you're taking blood thinners, and that means that if you use turmeric, there's a possibility that adding turmeric on top of your blood thinners that you're prescribed can cause your blood pressure to drop too low for you. If you're diabetic, then that means that it can also cause your blood sugar to drop too low for you. And while we're going into that direction, let's go ahead and talk about some of the side effects that you can receive from using turmeric. Some of these side effect information is new to me, so it's good to see that in the 2021 updates, that information is moving higher up in the searches, which allows all of us to get a more well-rounded idea of how to decide if turmeric is a good option as an herbal medicine remedy. Now, I did mention to you earlier that it can be beneficial for your gallbladder, but if you have gallstones, it will not probably be the best herbal supplement for you to use. Okay, besides gallstones, if you have any type of ginger allergies, you might want to think about doing a skin test to see if that is something that you may be allergic to, because turmeric is part of the ginger family. It might give you an allergic reaction due to the fact that you might have ginger allergies. If you have allergies to yellow food coloring, you might also want to do the skin test just to double check on that. You also want to pay attention to when you're handling turmeric that it is also very good at dyeing things yellow, like your skin, clothes, materials. So if you are not doing a tie-dye coloring experiment that requires you to use the color yellow with a natural plant ingredient, then you might want to be careful when you handle turmeric around your favorite outfit. You have to be careful if you are in a position of wanting to have babies in your life, then there's a possibility that a certain amount of turmeric in your diet can cause infertility issues. That goes for men and as well as women. In men, is what will happen is that it will slow down the motility of your sperm, and that will basically make it hard for them to get to the egg, make sure that it gets fertilized. And for women, it is known to give the egg a hard time to attach to the uterus. So the only thing that I saw that as far as advising is concerned in that particular case is if you are in a position of wanting to have a child in your life, that you will want to refrain from having turmeric in your life or in your diet until after you have conceived and had your child. As far as breastfeeding is concerned, that's just another thing that you would probably want to talk to your doctor, but hasn't really been any cases of it being an issue during a breastfeeding situation, just more of a safety precaution. But talk to your doctor. Like I said, talk to your doctor again to confirm, because everybody's different and you just never know, just to be on the safer side. If you are wondering why do you keep asking me or telling me to refer to a doctor if I have any questions in regards to what I suggest as far as your herbal medicine, therapeutic, curative, or any type of healthcare advice that I give you, especially when sharing their benefits or side effects. And the reason why I'm saying this to you is because I am not a doctor. I don't have the license to be able to diagnose you and then give you a prescription. So all I'm doing is giving you advice that is mainly stemmed from my personal experience with using the type of herbal medicine that I recommend to you, or type of all natural ways that I take care of myself health-wise. However, besides doctors, just a regular traditional doctors out there, there are naturopathic doctors, which specialize more in the natural wellness spectrum of medicine. So if you are able to get in contact with one of those types of doctors to ask them questions as well, then that might be a really beneficial thing for you to do, depending on what your situation is as far as your healthcare is concerned. But from now on, just to let you know, when I reference you to a doctor, that you can also look into a naturopathic doctor if you have one close enough in your area. There are a few online that you can also contact if that's what you need to do as well, to ask more questions in regards to how it's going to be able to work with the type of medicine that you may be taking at the moment that is being prescribed to you by your doctor. And just in case your doctor isn't really familiar, because there are many traditional doctors who are not totally familiar with the medicinal herbal medicines out there, that is another option for you to explore if you need to do so. All right. Now, that being said, you may also want to be careful with taking turmeric if you are having any other issues as far as your stomach is concerned. There are certain little problems as far as GERD. It can make that get a bit more exasperated. Even though it is known to help with some stomach issues, it's just certain types that it can actually not work out so well for. So still there again, make sure you keep an eye on what type of problems you have as far as your stomach issues, especially if it's GERD, and then you need to talk to your doctor about that and see if it's something you can actually use in your diet as well. Another thing too is that too much turmeric, I mean, this is like a major amount, but it is also known to cause iron deficiency. So if you are an anemic person, this might not be the best thing for you to take as well in your diet. So if you have some of these issues, then you might want to talk to your doctor. There are certain points of turmeric being an effective dietary supplement that can help certain issues that you may have or symptoms that you may have in these particular areas, but it's just the type of symptoms or the type of disorder that you're suffering that it might be the amount that you take that can make it from a good supplement to a bad supplement. So there again, you need to talk to your doctor just to make sure you have the right amount in your diet that's going to be beneficial for you. Or you can do additional research online and just check out any of those side effect issues that you think you may have or you are experiencing that gives you further information than what I've been able to share with you today. Now, as long as turmeric has been around, I think the overall consensus is that turmeric has been a very beneficial medicinal herb that you can take for yourself and your family. And it has had very little reports as far as it being a really major side effect, and it rates on the lower spectrum as far as one that you'd be more concerned about as using if you have any issues with major side effects. So I would just make sure that you do your own personal research, knowing who you are and what your symptoms are and what your issues are, and be sure that this is something that you can use in your personal dietary wellness supplement, medicinal herbal cabinet. All right. Now, the next thing we're going to get on to is nutmeg, and how it can also benefit you and what some of the side effects that you might experience if you use nutmeg in your dietary supplement. All right, but just for a little bit of out there information for you, I don't know if the universe kind of just made this happen for me this year or what, but I ended up picking turmeric and nutmeg as the fall spices of medicinal herbs that I wanted to share with you this month. The funny thing is that nutmeg is actually new to me in an herbal medicinal way. So I am kind of excited to share with you what I found out as far as what the benefits are of nutmeg and what the benefits are of turmeric, because they in the end are really a good complementary pair of medicinal herbs to put together to help with certain types of symptoms that you have. And I will be explained a little bit further as I get into the other benefits that nutmeg has. And then I will share with you the two connections that I found that I think is kind of amazing. So here we go. So when I shared with you about nutmeg, my top five for nutmeg were the 1 is liver health, 2 is oral health, 3 is blood pressure, 4 was as an aphrodisiac. So nutmeg is just a little naughty. And 5, it's antidepressant benefits. Those were the top 5 reasons why I chose nutmeg to talk about and share as one of the fall herbs that you could use in your medicinal cabinet. All right, so a bit of fun fact history time for nutmeg is that nutmeg has been around since about 700 BCE, and it was actually used back in that time as more as a medicinal remedy for, okay, wait for it, aphrodisiac, as an aphrodisiac remedy. Am I surprised a little bit? No. But am I surprised that it was nutmeg? Yes, I actually am. I never once ever thought in my life that nutmeg could help as an aphrodisiac. I mean, I think many of us heard anything as an aphrodisiac or a myth as what could help with spicing it up, you know, as far as your sexual enhancement was concerned, is the Spanish fly when we were kids, right? Or what was the other one? Oh, of course, alcohol. But the latest one, which a nutmeg to tie in with the aphrodisiac is, that it was Viagra. Viagra was used nowadays to help, you know, get things going in that place. But that's limited to men, of course. This, however, nutmeg is both to help men and women. However, in the Viagra point of I was bringing up is that it is actually used to help with men who have those sort of problems as far as impotency is concerned or for premature ejaculation. So how a natural herb, medicinal herb for the aphrodisiac reason alone bypassed me up until this point in my life, I have no idea, but there you go. Now we know that nutmeg back in the day was one of the reasons why it was used primarily as an aphrodisiac for people to, you know, get a little of their berry on, and also to help men who were having issues as far as staying up and active and not getting too excited too early during the whole time of foreplay. Yes. That's what it was used for back in the day. Now, since then, it also is used for things like, oh my goodness. I mean, it's just like a whole smorgasbord of benefits when it comes to nutmeg, which I had no clue. And it also depends on the amount that you use. And that's something that you're going to have to go and research on your own and size it and customize it for yourself, because like I always say, that everybody is different and how you're going to react or how it's going to benefit you or what type of application you use is going to be dependent on you and how it will interact with your present healthcare practices. So besides its benefits as an aphrodisiac, it is also really good for helping you lose weight. It helps with your metabolism, and it also helps in getting rid of the problems if you are having like fatty liver issues, where it will help get rid of the fatty liver issue that you're suffering from, and as well as dealing with obesity issues by controlling the bad cholesterols. And it actually has the good healthy fats you would need to have. So it's awesome if you're on like a type of keto diet or like an Atkins sort of a diet, because it'll help give you the good fats that you need to help burn and get rid of the bad fats that you don't need on your body. So that's another really amazing benefit that nutmeg has for you. It also is awesome as far as dealing with sort of any type of indigestion health that you're dealing with, like gas, constipation, bloating, and or diarrhea. It is also very helpful if you are having insomnia problems. It can help you relax. It can help you get better sleep. It has sedative-like properties as well, which it ties into its anxiolytic type properties. So it helps with dealing with any type of or certain types, not any, but certain types of anxiety symptoms that you may be having. So if you are suffering from anxiety problems, then you might want to consider adding this to your dietary supplement. The only thing is that it is recommended that if you are on anxiety sort of medication or depression, let's just say any type of mental health medications especially, then you will need to talk to your doctor who prescribes that medication to you and see if nutmeg is something that you'll be able to add to your diet as far as a supplement to help you with your anxiety, just in case it might clash with what you're taking as an anxiolytic medication. So just be sure you make that a mention if this is something you're deciding to do before your next doctor visit. The other thing that nutmeg is very useful for is dealing with stress. Now, the reason why it's good for dealing with stress, and it actually makes sense because of anxiolytic properties, is the fact that the minerals that are in nutmeg help your body fight stress. And those minerals are calcium, iron, potassium, and manganese. And this combination of minerals help your body muscles relax. It actually helps the blood vessels in your body relax. So it helps reduce the amount of constriction and helps the blood flow more freely through your body, which reduces your blood pressure. Now, with the combination of it being able to relax your muscles, to relax your blood vessels, which in turn lowers your blood pressure, but by relaxing your muscles, it releases the tension in your body, which lowers your feeling of being stressed, of feeling anxious because you're not all tensed up and wondering what's going to happen next due to the fact that your body's feeling so tight and tense. That's what's awesome about nutmeg. It helps reduce that feeling. It helps bring your brain into a less anxious state, and that's awesome. It also helps with hair growth. I had no idea that it helps with hair growth, but it has hair growth benefits. It helps with clearing up your pores on your skin. It gets rid of blackheads. There's a recipe out there that you can use nutmeg and a honey combination or something like that, that you can use as a scrub. And you might want to try it, see if it works.
I'm thinking of trying it, so I'll tell you if it worked for me.
It helps with protecting your brain functions. It flushes your body of harmful toxins and the bad sugars that your body needs to get rid of. So it helps support regulating insulin, which all helps in normalizing and improving your metabolism. That improve your weight loss success or weight gain prevention. And if you have mamas like me who like to cook for the holidays or just love to cook in general, you might want to put nutmeg right next to your salt and pepper shakers because it not only enhances the flavors of your food, but it also enhances your mood while you're eating your decadent food, as well as making sure that it will not linger with you for weeks on end because your body will be able to metabolize it properly and use it as a benefit for your nourishment instead of a hindrance for your body's health. And you're probably wondering, oh, you know, this should be it. There should be no more on the list of benefits that nutmeg has for you. But no, there is. There is. There are three more things that I'd love to mention to you about nutmeg. And I'm saying love because these are fantastic things. And the one that is the big one on the list is that it is an anti-tumor forming benefit for your body. It is an anti-angiogenic property that prevents your body from tumor growth, which is amazing. I had no idea. That's like, wow, mind-blowing. So if you're someone that has to worry about sort of cancer genetic issues in your family history, then you might want to consider adding this to your diet as a dietary supplement. But of course, you know, that's up to you. do the research, find out if it's something that you could possibly benefit from in that situation. It also is an antifungal property. It has antifungal benefits as well. So that's awesome. And last but not least, it is antihelmintic. And that basically means no, it doesn't mean it's going to stop you from wearing a helmet. That's not what that meant. It means that it helps your body expel worms, parasites. Some symptoms of parasite infection or infestation is bloating, bad mood, hair loss, itchy, dry skin. I mean, some of those things can be signs that you could have a parasite infestation or infection. So it helps deal with that as well. That is something I had no idea it could do. To me, the whole time, I thought nutmeg just made things taste fantastic, taste a bit more yummy when you bite into them. And that's what I thought nutmeg was for. Did I know that it could do all of these fantastic things for you and be so beneficial for your body and help your body heal itself so magnificently? I had no idea. I might be over-exaggerating on that magnificent part because how do I know? I haven't really used it on a regular basis, but am I going to try it? I think I may. Now, the other side of the coin to nutmeg, of course, because I did say I was going to give you the benefits and the side effects, is this. The side effects that have been reported with nutmeg, I haven't personally experienced it myself because I've never really consumed nutmeg on a more medicinal level as of recently. I didn't know that you could have these issues along with nutmeg. And one of the biggest ones that I found out about is that nutmeg supposedly can be a bit of a narcotic. And it can be a narcotic in the way of being a hallucinogen. I had no idea I could do that. So you have to be careful with nutmeg because of this reason. And I'm assuming, and you know what that means when we say assume, that it can make a, you know what, of you and me, is that I'm assuming it is because you may achieve that level of hallucinogenic effects by consuming a whole bunch of it, but I have no idea how much. But it also depends on you as a person, how it's going to affect you personally, the amount. Just like alcohol, some people can have 3 glasses of alcohol of whatever it is and they'll be perfectly fine, and some people can have a tablespoon of alcohol and act like they've had 3 or 4 glasses, and that's just how their body's made up. So it depends on you. Now, that was one of the things that I did find out that you had to be careful with as far as nutmeg is concerned. The other thing that you had to be careful with as far as nutmeg is concerned, due to the fact that it is able to help relax your blood vessels, you need to make sure that it's not going to conflict with any type of heart medication that you're taking or any type of blood thinning medication that you're taking, that it will cause your blood pressure to be either too high or too low. So that's the only other thing that I could find that you might have to get more information on and be sure that it is going to be something safe for you to take. Other than that, I would definitely try it out and see if it works for you for the reasons that I had mentioned. Okay, these are the two things that I found that was a great complementary pack for nutmeg and turmeric as a duo supplement, is because nutmeg can help boost your iron level. That if you're taking turmeric, which might reduce your iron level, by combining the two of them, it would make it still a beneficial way of you being able to use it to help if you're using it to improve your liver issues. And that's the offset that I saw with the turmeric, that with nutmeg combined with it, it'll balance that out. However, if you're anemic, then you might have to consult your doctor, whomever is giving you a prescription or is dealing with your anemia healthcare. Especially if there's more benefits for you taking the turmeric than there is not for you to take the turmeric. Okay. The other thing that was really good about the two of them being combined together is that they are an antidepressant. So the combination of the two, one where, especially where nutmeg is really good as far as its anxiolytic side of it, which also combines helping you deal with anxiety. With the two of them, depression and anxiety sometimes go hand in hand together. So that might be a really good dual combination for that reason as well. Now, that bonus point on this one that I found out that I didn't know, and this is something that's kind of new for me to understand a bit more about, is autoimmune. Now, if you are a person who are suffering from autoimmune disorder, the problem that you may have with certain types of herbs or medicinal herbs that you're looking for that help you regulate that is the fact that something like echinacea, they might help boost your immunity too much, which is what's nice about turmeric and nutmeg, is though they help regulate it instead of boosting it, they're an adaptogen that helps regulate it. So it's like it'll keep your immune system strong and balanced without actually increasing the amount of immunity cells to fight off infections and things like that. That's the best way I can describe it to you. That it may be more beneficial for you to use as a dietary supplement for those reasons as well. That is something I didn't know, and that might make them a really good combination for you to try in your natural medicinal dietary supplement to help you deal with your autoimmune. But there it is. That's what I have for you with turmeric and nutmeg on this particular trail. I am so happy to share that information with you, and I hope for some of you it was super beneficial and new or additional information like it was for me, that I am glad to share with you. And I am telling you that I know, as far as I'm concerned, turmeric has been a really beneficial dietary supplement for me. It has helped me with all different types of issues, and it's nice to have something that kind of is as a multi-purpose herbal medicine that is easily complemented with other herbal medicines and some prescribed medication without it having too many complications, as well as a fantastic cooking spice that you can help to improve your dishes and have a variety of dishes to offer your family or for yourself. And thanks to Dr. Axe's inspiration for me to go research further into why he added nutmeg as a spice for his liver cleanse, I feel it gave us an option about adding nutmeg now as a more daily dietary supplement, and also knowing how fantastic it is to add to many dishes besides just your fall and winter dishes that I have traditionally done most of my life, but am now going to expand my horizons. So there you go. That's one thing that I love about doing these trails with you and going with you through our life journeys, is always being willing to expand and get to know something that you thought you were completely familiar with, but in a new way. And that's what we've done this particular trail, and I hope you enjoyed it. I enjoyed sharing this information with you. It makes me excited to know that there is something always fresh and new to learn, even with things that are not so fresh and new you thought. So I will look forward to spending time with you on our next trail, and until then, what do, my life walkers? We love ourselves kindly and are grateful for one thing each day, and we continue to walk forward every day. So till next time, my life walkers, take care.
It's a long road to get us where we want to go. It's a long road to get us.